Welcome to the Rise and Walk podcast, where we dive into daily Bible devotions to inspire and guide you on your spiritual journey. You know, when we talk about love, especially God's love, we're not just discussing a concept or a feeling. We're talking about something that has the power to completely transform our lives and the lives of those around us. Today's Bible verses are from 1 John chapter 4, verses 8 to 10. Whoever is without love does not know God, for God is love. In this way, the love of God was revealed to us. God sent his only Son into the world so that we might have life through him. In this is love, not that we have loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as expiation for our sins.
When we look at the very nature of God, we find something remarkable. God isn't just loving, God is love itself. This isn't just a poetic statement, it's a profound truth that changes everything about how we understand our Creator and our purpose in this world. Think about that for a moment. Every aspect of God's character flows from love, His justice, His mercy, His wisdom. They're all expressions of this fundamental truth. It's like looking at a diamond from different angles. Each facet reveals another beautiful aspect of the same precious stone. This understanding revolutionizes our entire perspective of faith and purpose. We're not serving a distant deity who occasionally shows affection. We're connected to the very source of love itself. Every interaction we have with God, every way he moves in our lives stems from this core truth, that love isn't just something God does, it's who he is. When we grasp this reality, it transforms how we see everything. Our relationships, our struggles, even our daily decisions. It helps us understand that every command, every instruction in Scripture isn't just a rule to follow, but an invitation to align ourselves with love's perfect expression. It's an invitation to participate in the very nature of God himself. The most powerful demonstration of this divine love came through an unprecedented act, God sending his only Son, Jesus Christ, into our world. This wasn't just a casual gesture or a temporary solution. It was the ultimate expression of love, carefully planned and perfectly executed to bridge the gap between humanity and God. Consider the magnitude of this gift. The Creator of the universe didn't send a messenger or a representative. He sent his Son, part of himself, to live among us, to experience our struggles, and ultimately to take upon himself the weight of our wrongdoing. This wasn't just about showing us the way. It was about becoming the way. The significance of Jesus coming as an expiation for our sins cannot be overstated. Think about what expiation means: a complete removal of guilt, a total cleansing of wrongs. Through Jesus, God didn't just cover over our mistakes or temporarily patch things up. He provided a permanent solution, a complete restoration of our relationship with him. This sacrificial act reveals the depths of God's love for us. It shows us that God's love isn't passive or distant. It's active, intentional, and willing to pay the highest price for our salvation. When we were unable to reach God, he reached down to us. When we couldn't pay the price for our restoration, he paid it himself through Jesus. In this supreme act of love, we see the heart of God most clearly. It wasn't motivated by our worthiness or our ability to love him back.
It was purely driven by his unconditional love for us, a love so vast it would stop at nothing to bring us back into relationship with him. One of the most remarkable aspects of God's love is that it completely transcends our human understanding of love. Unlike human love, which often comes with conditions and expectations, God's love operates on an entirely different plane. It's not a response to our actions or dependent on our performance. It exists before we even know about it. Think about this profound truth. God doesn't love us because we first loved him. He doesn't love us because we've earned it or because we're particularly good at following his commands. His love precedes any action on our part. It's there before we take our first breath, before we make our first choice, before we even know he exists. This unconditional nature of divine love means that there's nothing we can do to make God love us more and nothing we can do to make him love us less. It's not based on our achievements or failures, our spiritual maturity, or our struggles with sin. It's constant, unwavering, and completely independent of our performance. We often struggle with this concept because it's so different from what we experience in our human relationships. We're used to love that needs to be earned, maintained, or proven, but God's love operates outside these human parameters. It's not a response to our worthiness, it's a reflection of His character. Consider how liberating this truth is. We don't have to strive to be good enough for God's love. We don't have to worry about losing it when we fail. His love isn't a reward for good behavior or a prize to be earned. It's a gift that's freely given, consistently present, and eternally available to all who would receive it. As we understand this incredible gift of God's love, we're called to become channels of this same love to others. It's not just about receiving love, it's about letting it flow through us into our everyday interactions and relationships. Think about the opportunities we have each day to demonstrate this love. It might be in something as simple as offering a genuine smile to someone who's having a rough day, or taking the time to truly listen when someone needs to talk. These small acts might seem insignificant, but they're powerful ways we can mirror God's love to others. Real love, the kind that reflects God's nature, shows up in practical ways. It's about choosing patience when we're frustrated, extending forgiveness when we've been hurt, or offering help when it's inconvenient. It means treating everyone we encounter with dignity and respect, regardless of whether we think they deserve it. Sometimes being a channel of God's love means stepping out of our comfort zone. It might mean reaching out to someone who's different from us, defending someone who's being treated unfairly, or showing kindness to someone who hasn't been kind to us. These moments challenge us, but they're also opportunities to demonstrate the unconditional nature of God's love. Remember, we don't need to wait for big moments or dramatic situations to show love. God's love can flow through us in the mundane moments of our daily lives, in how we interact with our family members, treat our co-workers, respond to strangers, or engage with our community. Every interaction is an opportunity to let others experience a glimpse of God's love through us. As we wrap up today's discussion, I want to encourage you to take a moment and reflect on the incredible reality of God's love. This isn't just a theological concept to understand, it's a transformative power that can work through each one of us.
Let's close with a prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for being love itself, a love so pure and unconditional that it transforms everything it touches. Help us to remember that your love is not something we must earn or strive for. It's a gift freely given, steadfast and unwavering. In Jesus, you showed us the ultimate act of love, bridging the gap we could never cross on our own. Lord, let this incredible love shape our hearts and flow through us to others. May we be channels of your compassion, patience, and kindness in the small and big moments of life. Teach us to love as you love, with grace and humility, so that others may see a glimpse of your heart in us. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Friends, may you be filled with the profound knowledge of God's unconditional love for you, a love that strengthens, comforts, and guides you every day. As you go forth, may His love flow through you, bringing light and grace to everyone you encounter. Blessings to you, now and always.